Joining me now is the former director of the CIA, John Brennan, and he's a one-time station chief in Saudi Arabia. Director Brennan, welcome back to Meet the Press.
Good morning, Chuck.
As I was sort of joking with my staff earlier, it seems as if in the early parts of the Obama administration, if there was a problem between the Obama administration and Saudi Arabia, you were the one sent to try to mediate the situation. So let me ask you this. What is the CIA doing right now when it comes to some? What would you be doing right now trying to figure out this mystery?
Well, I'd be working with our longstanding partners, the Turkish intelligence officers, as well as Saudi intelligence officers and others, to see what information they might be able to share with us, but also looking at what types of other collection capabilities that we have, and going back into systems and databases and to see whether or not there are any indications of what might have happened when Jamal Khashoggi went to the Saudi consulate.
We have pretty tight intelligence sharing with the Saudis, do we not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How likely is it that we would have a hint that they had some issue with Khashoggi, that maybe they were going to arrest him or maybe they were going to detain him? How likely is it that we had some clue about something?
Well, I think it was pretty open that the Saudi government had issues with Jamal Khashoggi because of his writings. And so I wouldn't be surprised if U.S. diplomats, intelligence officers, were mindful about the potential for something to happen to Khashoggi, an arrest, a detention.
What's the U.S. government's duty? If you have this information, you know, hey, the Saudi government might get aggressive with you. Mm-hmm. Be careful when you know, he was a U.S. resident, but he was a Saudi citizen. Do we have a duty to warn him?
If there's credible intelligence that somebody is under threat of violent attack, that will trigger a process to decide about the ability to warn that individual. I don't know what type of intelligence we had before his disappearance, but if it was an arrest or detention or a capture of Jamal Khashoggi, he is a Saudi citizen, even though he's an American resident. So I am unclear exactly whether or not that threshold for duty to warn was triggered, but it would have to have some type of threat of violence associated with it.
I'm just curious, the release of Pastor Brunson by the Turks, the president said there was no connection. Any connection here? Could there be some sort of, this is the Turks' way of trying to get a little more on the U.S. side because maybe they want the United States to believe their version of events here. Is there any connection you see?
I think one can make the argument that the Turks are trying to improve relations with the United States, not just for this issue, but also just more broadly, particularly on the economic and the political front. The coincidence of the two in terms of Khashoggi's disappearance and Brunson's release is sort of interesting, but I don't know what it was that might have been brokered between Ankara and Washington.
There's a lot of people who seem to be pretty confident that this was likely an order from MBS and the government in Saudi Arabia. Where are you on that?
Well, I think there are two points. If Khashoggi had disappeared in Turkey when he was at a hotel or a private residence, I think there is plausible deniability on the part of the Saudi government. But he disappeared when there is video evidence of him being at the consulate. The Saudi consulate, a diplomatic mission under the full control of Saudi Arabia. So their denials ring hollow, very much ring hollow. To go after a permanent resident of the United States who writes for the Washington Post and doing it on foreign soil at a diplomatic mission, to me, it would be inconceivable that such an operation would be run by the Saudis without the knowledge of the day-to-day decision maker of Saudi Arabia. That's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. I think it is just beyond reality. And so I think it's up to the Saudis now to explain what actually happened.
Would it matter if their explanation is this was a rendition gone wrong? This was an accident. We didn't, quote, mean to kill him.
Well, I think there has to be a full accounting of it, and I think there have been calls for some investigations now. King Salman, Mohammed bin Salman's father, has had a longstanding reputation of being fair, pious, but also meting out justice to members of the royal family. And there have been princes in the royal family in the past who have been held to account for some transgressions of the law, including executions. So I think it's going to be up to King Salman, if he has the mental capacity right now and the political strength.
If. You said if. You don't think the king has the mental capacity right now?
Well, he is aging, and there are indications that he has failed a bit. Mm-hmm. And whether or not now he is able to muster the strength and the capacity to find out what happened, including the role of his son.
The issue with Saudi Arabia, it seems as if it's always been a transactional relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia, no matter which party's been in the White House. Isn't it understandable that Saudi Arabia always thinks at the end of the day the U.S. needs them more and will overlook